This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Jonathan Aul.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
I want to commend newspapers across Illinois. Last week ran a headline Wednesday of last week, a front page editorial under the headline, Enough. And it took state lawmakers and the governor to task for going an entire year without having a state spending plan in place. I think we need to see more of this type of thing from newspapers and from media. When there's something really wrong, I think they need to come out with a strong stance and make it clear. It's unusual for newspapers to use the front page for an editorial, although as the Poynter Institute asked, does it really matter? Do people really look at newspapers, the print edition anymore? So does a front page editorial really have the impact that maybe it would have 20 or 30 or more years ago?
I don't think it has the same impact, but it definitely, the newspapers did organize well and they made a splash because, you know, even people who may not have seen the editorial on the front page of an actual paper read it online. It was shared in social media. And it was done so under the premise of, you know, dozens of papers around the state are doing this unified editorial. So did it have as much impact? No. You know, candidate endorsements, editorials, they don't have the punch now that they had 20 or 30 years ago. But I still think they have some. And I think that the papers were able to leverage it into something that was substantial and did have an impact. Did it actually influence the anyone on the temporary budget that was passed? I probably not, but I still think that it got attention and it got people to notice.
Yeah, it got attention because, as you talked about, Jonathan, that's where I first saw social media. I saw it on Facebook, shared by our local newspaper, McDonough County Voice, and then thus shared by numerous other people who I know on Facebook. Here's the thing. They published this, I think, late in the game. I think maybe it would have had more impact earlier on in the month. I think something was already coming down the pipeline. There was some kind of agreement coming down by the time that they had decided to publish this. So I think it maybe would have had more impact earlier. Do I think that a lot of people, they got a lot of talk about it because people were fed up at this point? Sure. There are a lot of people fed up with the not having a budget in this state. And we're still missing quite a few things for the budget. So it's not like anything's over here yet. Do I think it's something they should have done? Yeah, I just think it should have come sooner.
I guess how much sooner? I mean, you could say enough 2 weeks into a fiscal year without a budget being passed. You know, at what point do you say enough and we need to take a stance and try and drum up some attention toward this problem?
I thought it should have come at least earlier this month.
You know, I'd like to revisit the idea of should they have done it at all? Because I think one of the things that is happening is that, you know, more media is becoming more partisan, more advocating a certain point of view. And I'm wondering if it does anything to help a newspaper take stands on things. Because we can always talk about the difference between the editorial side of the paper and the journalism side of the paper. But I think people outside of the business don't make that delineation the way we do. So I'm wondering if, you know, they instead should have put their resources into reopening some of their, you know, state capitol bureaus so that they'd have better reporting more frequently over the course of the last, 18 months rather than, you know, have a big splash editorial. Would it have gotten more attention if there was more journalists doing good reporting on state government than, you know, having an opinion about it this late in the game?
I commended them at the beginning of this program for doing this, and I'll stand by that. But I also agree with your point. Many newspapers, actually just media outlets, radio stations, television stations, and newspapers have shut down Capitol bureaus in Illinois or are relying on just one person there instead of each individual paper perhaps having someone in the Capitol. And so, yes, perhaps if we have more reporters in the Capitol every day reporting on things going on, maybe that would have forced some action a little bit sooner and put a little more pressure on lawmakers.
Well, but with the they should have done it, let me just raise a question. if you were someone in the state of Illinois that thinks that Governor Rauner is 100% right and he should have continued to fight and had no budget and risked the state shutting down and universities closing their doors to, you know, in their opinion, finally break the decades-long mismanagement from Mike Madigan and the Democrats. We've heard people say this. If you are someone with that opinion and your local paper does a front-page editorial the way that it did, does that sacrifice your trust when you have a reporter doing a story that covers an issue where there's different perspectives?
Well, I will say they took both sides to task. It was not just Governor Rauner. It was the Democratic legislative leaders, too. So it was a pretty balanced editorial.
Yeah, I don't think they unfairly skewered any one side. I think they kind of kept it down the middle, which is what they needed to do in this, because there are so many people who feel vehemently about this, and they are either opposed to the assembly or they're opposed to the governor, and they feel one way or the other. I think this was just kind of cut down the middle and put some blame on both sides, which there is blame on both sides.
So is it a journalistic editorial?
I think it's close. I think it's as close as it could get.
I will say I'm sure there are people who don't distinguish between a story and an editorial, but I think many people, especially people who are still reading hard copy newspapers, understand the difference between an editorial and a news story.
It would have done no good to just skewer one side over the other in this editorial. I think by doing it the way that they've done it, it kind of brings both sides together in a meeting.
Well, and maybe that's the case. I just think that any time that, you know, that any media outlet chooses to use its reach to advocate for a position, they run the risk of compromising their journalistic integrity. And that's why, you know, I'm happy that Tri-State's public radio doesn't have an editorial. We'll bring in guest commentators, but we will never say that this is the position of the radio station. And I'm glad that we don't do that. And I think that while I agree that calling people out with facts and information is journalism, it's not an opinion, but I think that it's a fine line. And while it may have been successful in this case, although it may needed to have come sooner, I think that it's always something for every media outlet to be careful of.
Well, newspapers have a history of, you know, supporting certain causes or certain politicians. I mean, there are editorial boards who will vouch for certain people in elections. So I don't see much of a difference between this and that.
Yeah, you still see editorial boards holding interviews with candidates so that eventually they can make an endorsement of some sort. I would rather have those types of interviews held and then stories done on what candidates had to say rather than using it to form some sort of opinion and try to sway voters to go one way or the other.
Well, newspapers have been videotaping or filming, or they've been getting video of these editorial board meetings with candidates that they use for the endorsements. I think those are incredibly valuable, more so than the endorsement that comes out of an editorial board following it, but seeing the direct questioning and where candidates are on things, that's pretty important.
All right. Hey, with that, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.